A swing and a drive. Deep right. Down the line. Go off the top of the wall. No, it is now called a home run. The Red Sox may challenge it. A three-run laser down the right field line by Lonnie Chisenhall. It ricocheted back onto the field. He's getting mobbed in the Indians' dugout. John Farrell thought about challenging the call, and now he walks back down into the dugout. It is a three-run home run for Lonnie Chisenhall. Just did clear the wall down the right field line, and it's 4-0 Indians.
Ended up being 6-0 against the Red Sox. We won game number two. We held a 2-0 lead in this best of five series. We were supposed to have a game yesterday. I thought I was going to talk to Bob DiBiasio this morning about the American League Championship Series, but at the moment, Bob, we had to wait one more day, but everybody's excited for the Indians this evening.
Yeah, let's first things first. Before we move on and talk about the next round, let's make sure we win the first round. We're sitting pretty here. Will be a cool night in Fenway. Game time 6:08, and I think temp's going to be about 60 degrees and no rain. So the forecast has us playing some ball tonight. I know Josh Tomlin is chomping at the bit to get on the mound. I know both teams don't like 2 days off at this time of year when the adrenaline's flowing, so they'll be anxious to get on the field. It should be a fun one in Fenway, and boy, it would be nice to do what the Toronto Blue Jays did to Texas and get in and out of the series as quickly as possible.
If the series should go beyond today, what are the pitching matchups looking like?
Yeah, it looks like we'll be back to what game one and game two were all about, Trevor Bauer and Rick Porcello, and then David Price and Corey Kluber, and the deciding game five, which would be played here in Cleveland on Wednesday night. And not exactly sure what that game time will be, but it'll be either 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock probably. They'll go back to what game one and matchup was and game two's matchup. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how Terry Francona manages over the next 3 days. Having 2 days off, obviously everybody's well-rested completely in the bullpen for us, but we have three straight days of playing. But if you've watched this guy all year long, or actually all 4 years that he has been our skipper, the idea that we go and win today, we worry about tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll be using everybody all day long today and tomorrow and Wednesday if needed.
Any idea how some of the guys spent their day off?
I think they got their work in. The indoor batting cages, the weight room, all the things needed from the trainer. Got as much work and hitting in as they possibly could in the indoor facility. And then they just, kicked around, watched some baseball, watched a little football, and just chomping at the bit. Being cooped up, they didn't like that.
Yeah, especially Josh Tomlin. He probably had his routine ready to go, and then the game's postponed, so now he kind of has to settle back and then kind of get himself ready again for the next day.
Yeah, I think one of the things that was a little bit different about yesterday, I think most people went to the ballpark realizing they probably weren't going to play, had that in the back of their minds just from all the forecasts and just the way the day looked and the field getting soaked. And so it wasn't as if, he was ready to go out to the bullpen and and get himself rolling. They never got into any real pregame routine. They called it relatively early in the day, so nobody got into that real game day mode. But a guy like Josh Tomlin, you know, he's an incredible competitor. Just looking forward to the opportunity to, especially where we are, to pitch us to the next round and be the guy that clinches it for us. So, you know, we've got the right guy on the mound. He's as big a competitor as anybody on this baseball team.
Speaking of guys on the mound, how impressive really was it, the fact that we went through their top two pitchers, the Red Sox pitchers, and were able to do what we did in getting into a game three like this? That really must really do a lot to the psyche of the Red Sox, in a sense.
Well, there's no question. I think, you know, they had the most potent offense in the American League, but people forget we were right behind them as number two in the league in most runs scored. So, for us, it wasn't all of that shocking or amazing that, you know, our offense was able to piece enough runs together to win a game. I mean, that's the motto of Terry Francona all year long has been, all we need to do is be one run better than the guy we're playing that night. And that's it. Nothing more. Doesn't matter if you win 10-0 or 5-4. And, you know, we clap, you know, scratch and claw and do the things we need to do to generate offense and have our pitchers keep us in the game. And interesting how both of our wins have been completely different. You know, one, Corey Kluber, an incredibly dominating starting pitching performance. And then the first win, obviously, the whole team effort, the entire bullpen and scratching off enough runs to score. You know, we score five runs, we normally win. And that's exactly what happened in game one. So it's obviously going to be really, really fun tonight. Edge of your seat kind of stuff, which is what postseason baseball is all about. We keep saying that there's nothing better than October baseball.
I have my mowed lawn thanks to the Indians' rain out yesterday, because I wasn't sure how I was going to plan my Sunday with you got the Browns playing and the Indians going, but it gave me a chance to get out there and cut the grass. So my lawn is all ready to go, and I'll be sitting back and enjoying the green of Fenway Park. They say the wind's coming off the green monster, so it's going to be tough, I guess, the way the wind's blowing tonight, perhaps, to get a ball over there. But we don't need to hit home runs to win ball games, that's for sure, the way we've won. Of course, Monday we had three yesterday, and then on the other day we had the one off the plexiglass. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, the kind of each ballpark so unique with some odd parts of things, and everybody has to get reacquainted with corners of the ballpark and what goes on over there. So,
well, the one good thing is, yeah, most of our guys are familiar with the way Fenway Park works, especially left field. You know, you got to pitch your normal game. You can't worry about the dimensions. You know, Josh Tomlin's going to have to do what he's really good at, and that's pitching up and down and in and out and changing speeds and keeping people off balance and using his defense. And I'm looking for big things out of Josh tonight.
Yeah. Well, maybe Mike Napoli can hit a home run for old time's sake. How about
that? Yeah, that would be nice. Maybe even two.
Why not?
Why not?
Don't get greedy, Bob. Okay.
Yeah,
but game three tonight gets underway after 6 o'clock, 5:37. Indians warm up here on WEOL. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys. Go Tribe.